The Umbrellas of Colombo. These girls I see all day, with their lithe ways and plaited hair, all with umbrellas, black, ungainly ones, cousins to rusty bicycles. Are they just them, expecting rain? But although most are closed, some are already held aloft against the blazing sky. There is no common purpose I can see, except they seem tools of importance. Some toy with them with nervous eagerness, unsure of what to do and how to be. Some, very few, swing theirs in broad arcs of effrontery. Some hold them solemnly like parts of a uniform. Some seem to want to keep them out of view, the way one might attempt to hide a cello or a team's supply of hockey sticks. All day I watch. All day I'm lost for thoughts. I see them suddenly appear at bus stops everywhere, or else in Petah, standing next to bristling market stalls, in Cinnamon Gardens, stepping out from underneath magnolia trees, and at De Souza Circus, where the crows go bouncing around, behind, and in between their steps. On Duplication Road their numbers swell, and just as instantly they disappear. It's when I reach the coast, upon the green, where people stand in lines to chatter back at the grumbling ocean down below, that things begin to come together in my mind. I see three of these girls with circumspection cross the lawn, sidestepping all the huddled families, sit down and carefully arrange their skirts, and then bring their umbrellas down, level and open, straight before their eyes. A boyfriend slips behind each one, and then, with no change in the sky, most gently, it is not a storm, there's no monsoon, it sets to raining kisses.